So what was it like for you to write that last sentence of this novel? How did you feel?
It was a little bittersweet because when I was writing it, I didn't think that it would ever be published. And so I finally finished with this world that I was creating, and I thought that it was sort of over. When I was doing this, I had sort of drawn all of these little maps and pinned them to the wall, you know, little doodles of what the refugee camp looked like and the layout of all these places where the book took place. And I had this big wall map on the back wall of my office that was a wall map of the continental United States. And it was full of little notes and pins that said things like, you know, the plague goes here, this area gets firebombed, or, you know, something like that. And I didn't realize until much later that my computer faced that wall, and sometimes I would do Skype video interviews. And so the people I was interviewing with would see this wall map on my office, and, you know, it would say things like East Texas has been destroyed, or, you know, something like that. So that wasn't a great look. Once I finished it, I there was this kind of emptiness because I never thought that it would see the light of day. And then one day I worked up the courage to show it to an agent, and it sort of went from there.
And now it has a life of its own.
It does. It left my hands on April 4th, and it's gone now.